Hi, friends. Welcome back to Live at the Roxy on this Wednesday, March 3rd. I'll wait till Rob Fishbeck tells me what day it is, but I think 353, something along those lines. We got a lot going on in the world of entertainment today. I've been watching a ton of shit. Between when I saw you last and today, I watched Coming to America. I watched Raya and the Last Dragon. I watched Superman and Lois. I watched The Flash. And I watched Floribama Shore. So that's a fucking lot of consumption. Consumption? Consuming TV and movies. It's a lot of consumption. Legoland says, LOL, why not start numbering the episodes in the title? Because that would be too smart, Legoland. That would make too much sense. Rob Fishbeck says, it's 353, but somebody keeps deleting my comments. Who's deleting your comments? What are you talking about? Huh. So I want to talk to you guys about all those things. I cannot talk about Coming to America until tomorrow's show. So I will do a whole spoiler-free review Coming to America. I believe I can do that on tomorrow's show, but I am so excited about it. If you want to know my thoughts on Coming to America, I did tweet it out. So yes, I can. You can look at that tweet if you want to know my brief thoughts, but I will give way more thoughts as well just on Coming to America. Blink once if you're in love with the movie. I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. I can talk about Raya and the Last Dragon, though. I keep saying Raya. I have to remind myself it's Raya. So I can talk about that. And I can also talk about Lois and Superman and Lois. I can talk about The Flash. I can talk about what's going on in Texas. And then this Kings of Leon thing, which is totally bizarre. I have no idea. I don't even know how we're going to talk about this because I don't understand it, but we're going to try. Plus, whatever you guys have going on in the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStryer, and in the Super Chat, let's go into the Streamlabs to start off the show because we love starting the show that way, or at least I do, and I'm the one with the microphone, so that's how that works. Glenn Caesar started us off and said, hello and good afternoon, Roxy, Rox, RJ, Skittles, Chunk, GPS, Misdirection, Zilla, Queen Badges, Dimples, Schmodown, Modi, much love to you, Grammy and Popo. Thanks again for hanging out with us today. Peace, bunnies, hugs, and good stuff to you and yours. Continuing to say it, Miles Cosgrove, Brett Hankison, Jonathan Mattingly, Russ the Cops killed Breonna Taylor, all three of them for killing Breonna Taylor. Justice for all the people who lost their lives due to excessive force. Hashtag say their names. Thanks for always being there and here for us. Good thoughts and good vibes to you, RJ, on garnering all the much deserved success. Good luck with all the projects coming up for you. What's for you is yours. You're earning it all because you fucking rock, Chunk. Thank you, my friend Glenn. I really appreciate you. Also in the Streamlabs, LD in the house, LD123 says, hey, coach, wanted to thank you for your amazing advice. Just got done having my second date with new Romeo. And yesterday I had my second date with Lysander. Don't worry, I'm not sleeping with them, but I thought about what you said and we stayed in character and I looked into each other's eyes and asked a bunch of questions and fell in love. So I'm hoping that I can recall these feelings for the actor when it's time. Director this morning said Romeo and I had tons of chemistry after saying we had none. You give great advice. It's like each time I switch plays, I can feel the love for the boy. Is it weird? It is a weird kind of horny feeling to tap into that much love all the time. But there is what my, but that's what my dancer and vibrator are for. My dancer. What's a dancer? Best acting teacher. Thanks, LD. Happy to be there for you. I'm glad that that helped. And keep us posted. We want to know more about your guys' chemistry and how the shows are going. So let us know all of that stuff. Again, to everybody in here who has questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, streamlabs.com/RoxyStryer. Tonight on The World Girls at 6 p.m., we are giving ranking classic Disney movies overall, how we're defining Disney classics. Is anything pre-2000? I know that that doesn't really make something a classic. I don't know that I'm considered a classic and I'm made in 1991, but that's how we're defining it there on the show. Looks like I'm in a robe right now, but I'm not. Doesn't it kind of look like that? I'm not in a robe though. I can't wait till I figure out my new streaming setup here and how I'm going to do that. I still just haven't ordered anything for this place. It's like you got to do the expenses kind of one at a time, you know, like first I ordered a couch. So that's a huge expense. And then you got to wait until you can order the next thing. So I was looking last night at like curtains and curtain rods, and I want to get two new chairs also. And then I have a whole, I want to build a studio, and I have a, I upgraded to a place with another room so that I could try to do that. But right now there's nothing in there because your girl can't put anything in there, but I will at some point. So hopefully that will be sick and that you guys will like that. I think, fingers crossed. All right, let's get into some of this stuff. And then I do probably have a Roxy's Advice Corner for you guys at the end of the show, if we have time for it. Let's start with Raya and the Last Dragon. Can remember Raya because Raya is the name of that dating service that all of the celebs use. It's that like Hinge for celebrities. I am not on it. A lot of my friends are. Raya and the Last Dragon. So I watched Raya and the Last Dragon last night, and I'm going to be doing an in-depth review with DJ Wooldridge on Friday for Only Stupid Answers with him. But in general, my non-spoiler thoughts here are that this is a really nice movie. It's a really nice movie. I don't have children and I don't have nieces or nephews, but I can imagine if I did that this would be something that I would definitely want to show them. I think it was really fun. It was sweet. I am slightly conflicted about one of the main messages of the movie, which I can't really talk about until you guys see it. But the in general, the movie is a lot about trust. And trusting people and who you trust and when you trust them. And that's the major theme of the movie. And I don't know if the message that they chose, I think that if you are watching this with your children and or watching this with your nieces and nephews, it's definitely worth having a conversation about, because I just, yeah, I have thoughts on that, but I could tell you guys after you see the movie. It was really, really beautiful to look at, which if an animated movie is not beautiful to look at this point, what's the effing point? There's just so many incredible artists out there, and their ability to make things really come to life is so strong that like nobody has time for shit animation. So this looked awesome. The voice cast is pretty great. I haven't seen Kelly Marie or heard Kelly Marie Tran in anything since Star Wars. I think that she was in that Facebook watch show, Sorry for Your Loss, which I didn't see, but I heard was phenomenal. I never saw it though. My friend Jeff always raves about it, and I should probably go back and watch it, but she did a great job. She voices the main character in this, Raya. And then there's a couple other really prominent voice actors and or actors in this as well that did a great job with their voices. Awkwafina really nailed her voice. It was funny. It was quirky. It was, I think it's going to be one of the more iconic ones. It was really, really great. Gemma Chan does a great job in this as well. Daniel Day Kim, Benedict Wong, Sandra Oh, a lot of Alan Tudyk, a lot of names that you guys would recognize. And yeah, there was just no shortage of talent in this. Joseph Ashley says, do you think 8-year-old boy and 7-year-old girl would sit still and watch it? I do. Again, I don't know that much about children, but I do think so, because it's really, it's compelling and it's cute. Rob Fishbeck says, would it be a good one to watch high? It's not particularly funny, but yeah, it's cool to look at. So I think being high enhances a lot of things. So it says, the plot is in a realm known as Kamandra, a reimagined earth inhabited by an ancient civilization. A warrior named Raya is determined to find the last dragon. So that's what the premise of the movie is. And I think that that does a good job describing what it is. It was brought to us by Don Hall, who also directed Big Hero 6. If you're a Big Hero 6 fan, He also was the writer on Moana, which I think is an excellent one. And Carlos Lopez Estrada, who was the director of Blindspotting. Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. So it's got a good creative team behind it as well. Just yes. This movie, I think, accomplished exactly what it wanted to accomplish. It looked good. It's got a badass young female protagonist, and it's quirky and cute. So this is a yes from me. And if you guys are looking for something fun to watch that's just sweet and fun, then I would go with Raya and the Last Dragon. All right. Questions, comments, concerns? Any thoughts on this? I know a lot of you guys were talking about the trailer when it came out. It really wasn't even much on my radar. But then when DJ said we were going to cover it and Disney had sent me that link and you guys had been up about had liked the trailer, I was like, all right, okay, 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 okay. Just going off. All right. Is it $30 for the D Plus Premier Access? I don't know. Redford says, it sounds like you didn't really like it, Roxy. Redford, did you not listen to a word I said? What? How could you listen? This is why the internet is such a fucking crazy place. I don't know, Redford, how you could listen to what I just said and say it sounds like I didn't really like it. Why? What about what I just said? I literally said only positive things about it. I said positive things about the way it looked, about the story, about the voices. And then you said it sounds like I didn't like it. I never will understand the internet. It is such a strange place. I could literally go out and be like, I love something. You got to ride for it. And then you guys would be like, sounds like you didn't like it. What, because I'm a woman? So I wasn't smiling the whole time? Is that what it is? Maybe I'm in a feisty mood today. Rob says, yeah, she def gave it a good review. John G says, people hear what they want to hear. Yeah. Oh, Redford Reddington says, sarcasm? You were being sarcastic? All right, we good, Redford. We good. If it is $30 additionally on Disney Plus, unless you're watching this with your kids or with a couple of friends, I think that I don't know that I would right now spend, I'm also tight, but I don't know that I would spend $30 on this movie right now. But I don't know that I would spend $30 on really any animation movie. It's not because I don't like animation, although you guys know it's not my favorite medium, but because just a lot of money. It's just a lot of money. Let's see what's going on in the Streamlabs. Streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer. What's up in here? Matthew Gold in the house. He says, Governor Abbott is definitely risking a lot of lives lifting the mask mandate. Between him and Ted Cruz, us Texans definitely need better leadership. Let's talk about that. Let's skip over and talk about what's going on in Texas. And this Michael Moore thing too. And yeah, so Texas is now 100% open and masks are not required. A lot of stores at least are still making it so masks are required, because why the fuck not? If you're going to 100% open everything at the same time as lifting the mask mandate, what? It's just such a bad move. It's such a wrong, bad call that I can't even understand it. And the people who think it's a good call, it's like, why? Can somebody please explain to me why and for what reason that is a good call? But, and I don't mean but as in I'm about to stand up for the call, but I acknowledge that my leaders do not speak for me. And so I would like us to acknowledge that Texas's leaders don't speak for all Texans. When Trump made decisions, I did not align with them. So we can't pretend that all Texans agree with what their leaders are doing. Michael Moore tweeted out and he said, Texas, we hear you. You didn't want to be part of our electrical grid, and now you've removed your mask mandate and are allowing large crowds to gather. We hear you. COVID is a hoax, so you don't need our precious vaccine. We'll send it to people who are saving lives by wearing masks. Woof. Aaron Hall says, sounds like Roxy doesn't like this move. I don't like this move. Michael Moore. Come on, my dude. Come on, my dude. Like, it is so wrong to say, Texas, we hear you, that you think that COVID is a hoax and we're not going to send, we shouldn't send you vaccines. So we should punish the people in Texas for what their leaders are doing, which is so fucked up. That's so wrong. And even if some of the people in Texas do agree with this and did vote for these leaders, the way to punish people is not by not vaccinating them, because we need to vaccinate them so that they can't spread the virus, so that they can't spread COVID. Just no. Yeah, I saw this tweet and was just like, wow, you so missed the mark on this one, Michael Moore. And you didn't miss it as hard as who's representing Texas, but you missed it pretty hard. Ugh. And Texas is very, very close to 50-50 right now with blue versus red. So yuck to that. We love our fellow Texans, especially the ones who are in here, because the Texan rock stars are typically fairly liberal. And I'm sorry that you guys are under really, really shit management and leadership. That fucking sucks. Nobody can make you not wear your mask. So if you are in Texas, try to stay home, continue to wear your mask, get vaccinated as soon as you can, or as soon as you are eligible, and try to keep your loved ones as safe as possible. Takes forever, street. Takes forever. Moving forward from Texas, and again, streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier. Any questions, comments, concerns on anything we're talking about, or whatever the fuck you guys want to talk about. This is something that I don't understand, and so maybe you guys can break this down for me. I have never felt as stupid as when I try to understand things that are going on with money that are, I don't even know if the right word for this is crypto, because I don't think it is. I don't know what they're, and NFT. I'll tell you guys what the story is. You guys tell me what the fuck this means. This is coming from Rolling Stone. On Friday, Kings of Leon will release their new album titled When You See Yourself in the form of a non-fungible token, also known as an NFT, becoming the first band to ever do so. So I have no fucking clue what that means. Kings of Leon, you mean? Did I not say Kings of Leon? I think I said Kings of Leon, Rob. What else would I have said? So this is what apparently that means. NFTs are a type of cryptocurrency, but instead of holding money, they can hold assets like art, tickets, and music. What the fuck does that mean? I don't know. NFTs previously had a relatively underground following made up of DJs and producers, but these digital tokens have gone mainstream in the last year as many musicians sought out additional revenue streams in the concertless era of the pandemic. So some artists are struggling and they're looking for additional ways of making money or whatever. And so they are looking for, I don't even know, maybe this is a more secure way. I really don't understand what it means. So then it goes on to say, crypto advocates want to engineer a new financial system for music that can support real-time revenue streams and ultimately hand much more power to the individual artist. Then Rolling Stone has an explainer on music's potential crypto boom, which I looked at, still don't fucking get it. Still don't fucking get it. Then I looked further into this. And so if you go and you want to buy their, it's going to be available on Spotify and SoundCloud and all of that stuff, their new album. But if you want to buy their NFT, then you pay $50. So I don't understand. I literally don't understand this. Anybody who gets this, can you explain to me what it means that this is going to be the first band to release an album as an NFT. What does that fucking mean? A lot of people were saying that this seems like a gimmick, but then a lot of experts were saying, no, this is actually really smart and that we're about to see way more bands step into this. What? So, okay, let's see what you guys are saying. JR Me Etixi says NFT allows more money for the artist and not the streamer. But how? How? Can anybody explain how it does that? This only works for mainstream bands. To be honest, indie bands can't afford to do this and they are struggling. I don't even know what it would. So you can get tickets, merch, etc. with the NFT currency. That doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. The value could be at $100 in a few weeks. I don't understand. I do regret not ever investing in Bitcoin years ago, though, because it shot up ridiculously ever since. Same. I think a lot of people regret that, but who the fuck was to know? Because this is mad. This shit is mad confusing. Ryan Payne says this feels like it's for bands to retain most of the payouts from performance. But how? Are any of you guys understanding how? I don't like to invest in anything I don't understand because it seems stupid. And somebody could explain to me, if you pay this, it goes into this, and then they get this, then that would make sense. But that's not what people are saying. Jose says it's paying for the rights to own the digital file of the property instead of just listening to it. Okay, so I'm paying to own that, and then I have the rights to sell that for whatever price. Is that what you're saying, Jose? Because I own it, then I can sell it. Roxy, you should just ask a music expert, but it's not just with music. It's with a lot of art. And I did. I called actually a friend of mine who's at a label. This shit. I need a graph or a few. Yeah, I know. I know. It's a lot. It's a lot. And I'm not saying that means that it's not smart. This could be the wave of the future. This could be brilliant. But it's mad confusing. And somebody needs to put out some kind of video on this that's like, yo, here's the deal. Here's how this works. You pay X amount of money. What we're projecting is that in this amount of time, this would be worth this. And then you can sell it to these kinds of people who don't have this thing available to them. And that's part one. Part two, when you pay this money to the NFT, then the band actually receives this percentage of it because when they go through not the NFT, they are making less money because this person's making more money. Like, we need fucking, I need more. I can't just have this Rolling Stone article that's like, yo, they're dropping this thing on NFT and I'm sitting there mad Googling like, what? I wish I was sitting here explaining it to you guys because that would be a more valuable show. If I came on the show today and was like, today I would like to talk to you guys about NFTs and how we use NFTs in music and why this is a smart way to purchase your music or to, if you're a musician, to get involved. But instead I'm coming on after doing, I'm going to say about 45 minutes of research on this to the point where I was like, I don't fucking get it. My friend Kenny, I just had fun with Dogecoin, and still not cool enough to understand how useless it was. I feel like if it's Dogecoin, don't we need a D in there? And if it's Doggycoin, then that's kind of a silly name. Just throwing it out there. Yeah. So now you know. Now you know that I know nothing more, and you guys are probably more educated on this subject matter than I am. Wish I could be more helpful. If I get more knowledge on this, of course, I'll bring it back to you guys. In the meantime, in the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStar, Glenn Caesar says, not you guys would be like, sounds like you didn't like it, Roxy. In this case, that's one guy thing, intended sarcasm or not. Anyhow, I'm glad that you enjoyed Raya and the Last Dragon. I'm excited for it too, although I'm not sure about the $30 cost. Glenn, I say that because it's not one person. It's on the show all the fucking time and on my Twitter all the fucking time and on my Instagram all the fucking time, where I'll say one thing and people will be like, And in this case, I guess it was sarcasm, which clearly didn't read through the screen, but people will be like, And I'm like, come the fuck on. I said what I mean. I mean what I said. I'm from Boston. When the fuck have I ever not said what I mean? I mean what I said. I liked Ryan the Last Dragon. No hidden meanings. But you're right, Glenn. It's not you. So I shouldn't clump people. I see what you're saying, and I raise you a you're right. Kenny says pronounce Dogecoin. Dogecoin. Like Doja Cat, but Dogecoin. Maybe. Unless I'm still mispronouncing it. This is an ongoing thing on the show of me. Remember when I fucking thought that reggae Jean Page was genre page? Because that was a brutal one. Redford, you're fine, my dude. It's me. It's a me problem. You're fine, my dude. I swear. Glenn also said positive thoughts to you, RJ, and all the rock stars and world friends who show up to give their support whenever, however they can. Don't forget when it gets tough, even if you're by yourself, you're not alone. Everyone who's battling, keep on fighting. You're a winner. It's fucking true. You are a winner. You are a winner. Okay. Let's see. Doge. Is that it, Evan? Melissa laughing at me. I get it. Joseph, NFT, not fucking trusting. That's me. That's me. And then Pink Sweets reminds us, speaking of Reggae Jean Page, he's so fine. Yes. I mean, I don't think there's a person on the planet who doesn't agree with that. Because, yeah, he's a hottie. Let's move forward. If you guys have any other answers on this no, not fucking trusting NFT shit that's going down, then you are smarter than me, and I would like to know more. Superman and Lois episode 2 dropped. For those of you guys who didn't watch it, no worries, no spoilers. Just going to say I'm liking the show. I'm liking the direction they're going in with it. I think that it's fun. I'm not enjoying the character of Lois as much as I want to, every single iteration of her. But the Superman is awesome. I like the kids' storyline too. And yeah, I'm into this. Something that I was not as into was the Flash coming back. I don't know what's happening. This used to be my favorite. I loved the Flash so much. And then this season premiere was super lackluster. It was super lackluster. I was missing Cisco, and I was missing Killer Frost, and I was missing our people. And I don't want to say what happens, but just the episode felt, didn't feel like the start of something new. It felt like the end of something old. And I hate saying that because you guys know I'm such a DC stan. I love these DC TV shows. I love them. But with Lois and, or Superman and Lois, I think I called it Lois and Clark like 18 times. Superman and Lois having such a great second episode and then going to watch The Flash, even though it's The Flash leads into Superman and Lois because I preferred Superman and Lois. I went to watch that first. And then going from that to watching The Flash, I was like, man, oh, man, like that. Andrew Thomas says, hey, sexy Roxy. Hey, sexy Andrew. I'm enjoying the Superman and Lois show right now. It felt more like Smallville. It does. It feels good. It feels good. I didn't think this was the show we needed, but now all of a sudden I'm watching it and I'm like, unless this is exactly what we needed. And I'm just kind of down. Legoland says, I'm so digging Superman and Lois thus far. Same. Yeah. Marianne McClellan. The first and second episode was shot to end season 6. Oh, Marianne, about the Flash. That makes more sense. Because we didn't see it then and they pushed it to now. I remember them talking about this. This is what happens when I don't do DC movie news every week now. I remember that. Okay, so I'll give it a break. I'll hang in then. All right. Adam says it's the first 3 episodes of Flash. They're supposed to be the final 3. All right, you guys, you're right. When you write, you write. I got to chill with that then, because last season was not my favorite. And this season could be great. I think that maybe they should have just rounded it out then and combine those 3 into 1, because I don't really want to stick through 3 episodes more of this. I get everybody's got a tough go at it because of COVID and the delays and all that stuff. So we will cut them all some slack. And thank you for the reminder. I spoke too soon. I will never do it again. That's so not true. I speak too soon all the time. She's got to work on it. All of us do. Another show that I probably think not one of you guys is watching, but I will ask you guys about just in case, Is anybody watching Floribama Shore this season? I realized that it aired almost a week ago. I think the second episode is going to be tomorrow night. The first episode of this season aired 6 days ago. Did any of you guys see it? Or any of you guys planning on watching? Send bunnies if you watch Floribama Shore. I need to see all the bunnies. Anybody? Bueller? Anyone? No one? Oh, I just need some excuse to talk about it here. Not one of you guys will give me the excuse. Not one of you guys. I'm just going to have to text Billy Business about it. His show is good. I don't even care what you guys say. I don't even care that Kaiser works on it and won't talk about it with me. The show's good. I like Floribama Shore. I miss Jersey Shore. I like Floribama Shore. It's so dramatic and so epic. Not one of you guys. Wow. That's fucked. MTV, Sally Anzasano, drama, reality TV, people too drunk, people too pregnant, not too pregnant as in they shouldn't be, but probably too pregnant to be on the show. No, it's just early on. I take back the two. They're just pregnant. Pregnant, and the other people are drunk, and there's fighting. Not one of you guys. This is fucked up. Spidey Sensei says, not a single soul in here. Not a single one of you guys. I didn't see one bunny. No bunny watches it. That's a good one, Evan. Ryan says, just talk about it, Rox. Well, Ryan, how self-indulgent do I have to be? If not a single, there's 100 of you guys in here live right now. And by the end of the day, there's going to be 1,000 of you guys who watch this. If not one of you guys, I'm going to look back at the comments. If not one of you guys leaves a comment about Floribama Shore and watching Floribama Shore, then I just can't fucking talk about it. But if you guys love me, one of you guys will start watching just so we can commiserate on this show. Because it's kind of whack, but I'm so here for it. All right, fine. We won't fucking talk about it for now. Maybe one day, but that day is just not today. Going back to the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStreier. Rob Fishbeck in here says, just want to make sure everyone has checked their internet today. If not, like Roxy said, make sure you blow on it first. It's very essential, Rob. Thank you for reminding the people. Apollo3JP says, fam, how's your Wednesday going? Today is a damn fine day. Got a couple pins and some clients. Should know what's up by the end of the week. Fingers crossed. Side note, what did you think of that Without Remorse trailer? Kind of fire. It did look good. I actually liked the trailer. Anything that Michael B. Jordan's doing, I'm into. And it looked good. He looked badass in it. Yeah. I was going to talk about it on the show today, but I don't have much to say other than that. So I'm glad you asked me about it, but that's kind of it. I watched the trailer. I thought, damn, he's fine. Wow, he looks badass. This looks dope. Can't wait to see it. That's the extent of my thoughts. Thanks for asking, Apollo. Glenn Caesar says, please remember you're kind, you're smart, you're unique, and being so unselfishly loving and supportive of others, including strangers on the internet or not, makes you humane as such. Your story is important. It deserves to be seen and heard. You're appreciated. Thanks, Glenn Caesar. Leonard Kim in the house. What's up, Leonard Kim? He says, hey, Dimple Tits, Roxy. Glad to hear you were feeding your soul with movies and TV shows. I love Superman and Lois. And based on people's opinions, I seem to be on an island with liking Bitsy Tolo. Oh, I never know how to say her last name. I didn't even know that she goes by Bitsy because it's Elizabeth, right? Tolok as Lois Lane. The hair looks beautiful. It's not about the actress as much as it's about the character. It just feels antiquated to me. Just does. But hey, we're going to give her time. We're going to sit with it. Thanks, sweets. I just watched a clip for Floribama. Can't do it. I get it, Pink Sweets. You value your time too much, as you should. As you should. Can't help it. Whoa, Silu, do you watch? You send a bunny. A lone bunny. Silu, be honest with me. Don't lie to me. Are you my sole Floribama watcher? Silu, I'm counting on you for your truth and justice in the American way. Silu. Let's get some last minute Streamlabs in this bitch. Streamlabs.com/RoxyStreier. Before we get out of here today, like I said, we are going to be live tonight. Tonight won't be just any night. Tonight there will be no morning sun. Sometimes it's just not okay how, like, lost I am. Not even lost, just like, lights on. Not quite home. King ding-a-ling. Roxy, you're amazing. And why I signed up for J-Date, that's fucking awesome. That said, hope a week of the women of SEN gives us Sims time to recover from her bank account. I know, that's why I'm trying to pitch to Christian to do a once a week instead of every day, because that week will, like, fuck everybody up if it's like that. Okay, did Celia respond? Let's see. But while scoring tests. Wait, Celia, what happened? Oh, you watch but while scoring tests? Is that what's up? Oh, man. Think Sweets, oh, throw all that Broadway hose away, cast Roxy. Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. That was my audition. Thank you. Oh, guys, I can't with myself. What do you do with you when you can't with yourself? Just went full theater nerd. I know. I saw it happen. I couldn't stop it. It came out too fast. Glenn Caesar says, saying it again, let's fucking go. Smets and everyone fighting for today, tomorrow, and more. Hashtag smash cancer. Be most excellent, RJ and rock stars. Show up for people who need it. That makes you awesome, humane, and worthy. Cheers to Fuck Yeah News in 2021 and beyond. I talked to Smets last night. I miss him. And I hope that I get to see him again soon. If it wasn't for these times of COVID and quarantine, just would be much easier to be with people. I am so in love with Pink Sweets. Kristen Chenoweth, who? Kristen Chenoweth, who? I love her. I really do. Okay, I'll do a little bit of a Roxy's Advice Corner and take any last minute Streamlabs, and then I'll go sing to myself in the corner. Leonard Kim says, Roxy, it's your show, which means you get to cover any topic your heart desires. Also, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on recent Bachelor news. I heard Chris Harrison is going on GMA to discuss the recent events. I've got feelings, rolling on the floor laughing. We're going to have to see how that goes. Yeah, they are bringing in somebody else for the after the final rose, and then possibly he's coming back or possibly not. And then there's Rachel Lindsay was, like, bullied off social media, and there's just been a lot of shit going down there. So Bachelor's in a bit of hot water, and we're just going to have to see where it ends up. We're just going to have to see where it ends up. And that's where we're at now. Good, Roxy. Good. You know what? I don't know that I'm somebody worthy of taking advice from today. I will just remind you guys. I mean, okay, you tell me. Do you want a little bit of advice from me today? Do you want a little advice from me today or not? Do you just want this, Roxy, for a couple more minutes before deuces? Or do you want a couple minutes of advice before we get out of here? Rob says, are you okay, Rox? I mean, I'm trying. I talked to Adrian on the phone last night. He was like, you sound better. And I was like, I do? Better than when? The fuck did I sound like before? Oh, okay. This is just something brief for you guys. So we'll just talk about it quickly. I have Notepad, by the way, where anytime I think of advice to tell you guys things that come up in my life, I pull from them and I just make sure that I write them down for you guys, because when it's relevant to me, I feel like it might be relevant to you guys. So here goes nothing. If you don't do what you say you're going to do, you can't be upset when people don't trust you. So I have had people in my life before who they say they're going to do something, or they'll say something like that's how they feel. You know, they'll say something about their outlook on life. Like, or what they're going to do here. And then they don't do it. And then when you have trust issues with that person, they're offended or upset. And so I just want to remind you guys why it's important to be a person of your words, a man or woman or a non-binary person, and a person of your words. If you say you're going to do something, it's so essential that you do. Because if you do not, and somebody else then loses trust in you or faith in you or doesn't rely on you in the same kind of way, then that's on you. This is why growing up, everybody called it an RP. An RP stood for a Roxy promise. Because I never, ever break a promise. Because if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. Hence why I've been here for 354 days. When you say you're going to do something, you do it. And that's why people can trust me. And so people don't ever have trust issues with me because I don't ever say I'm going to show up and then not show up. I don't ever say I'm going to do something and then not do it. I don't make goals that I can't commit to. 353, bud, thanks, Rob. It's hard to remember some of these things. So yeah. Aaron Hall says, yikes, is Roxy channeling my ex? Yes, I know I need more follow through. Yeah. Yeah. It matters. It matters that you either don't say you're going to do it or you say you're going to do it and then you do it. Because otherwise, how's anybody supposed to believe you about anything? And you want to be somebody who's dependable. You want to be somebody who your people can count on. You want to be somebody who yourself you can count on. And if you can't trust yourself to complete the things, the tasks that you say you're going to or do the things that you're going to, then you're in trouble because we need to be able to trust ourselves. So all silliness aside, I hope that helps and motivates you guys to think before you speak and only promise or say you're going to do something that you're actually going to do and find a way to do the things that you say you will. NFL Caleb 22 with that support. Thank you, NFL Caleb. Really appreciate you. You're awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you guys all for listening to that. Hope that helps a little bit. Try to implement it in your life. Remember why you are going through with the things that you said you would. Much love to you guys. I'll see you tonight for the Whirl Girls as we give ranking classic Disney movies a whirl with Wendy Lee Zaney. And then I'll see you guys again tomorrow live at the Roxy. And then Only Stupid Answers on Friday. And then live at the Roxy again. And then Friday night for Schmodown. And Saturday live at the Roxy. And Sunday live at the Roxy. And so on and so forth. Much love to you guys. Make your beds. Put down the toilet seats and the lids. Don't trim with the Holocaust. Blow on the internet if it's not working. All that good stuff. And I'll see you in a few hours for Whirl Girls, and then again right here, 1 p.m. tomorrow.